States. Clerk will take the roll. Mr. Barrett. Grindy.
Mr. Speaker, 99 members are present. One is excused.
A quorum is present. The House is ready for business. Without objection, we'll order business number 3, reports of select committees.
Mr. Speaker, we are pre-conference committee on Senate Bill 171. Recommend a pre-conference committee report be adopted. Representative Cattell, Vice Chair. That is all, Mr. Speaker.
Order business number 4, messages from the Senate.
Mr. Speaker, I'm directed by the Senate to inform the House that the free conference committee has been appointed for Senate Bill 171, Senator Barkas, Senator Perry, Senator Gent. Mr. Speaker, I'm directed by the Senate to inform the House of Representatives that the following House bills were read through several times and are herewith returned to the House. House Bill 674, House Joint Resolution 39. Speaker, I'm directed by the Senate to inform the House of Representatives that House Joint Resolution 43 was not concurred in on second reading and is returned to the House. Mr. Speaker, I'm directed by the Senate to inform the House of Representatives that the conference committee reports were adopted on third reading for Senate Bills 119, House Bill 3, House Bill 602. That is all, Mr. Speaker.
At this time, folks, we have some special guests that I'd like to bring to the well of the House. At this time, I'd call on Sergeant-at-Arms Ed Tinsley.
Mr. Speaker, the honorable staff of the Legislative Audit Division awaits entry outside the chamber.
Sergeant-at-Arms Tinsley, will you see the Legislative Audit staff to the well of the House, please? Members and guests, before you is an outstanding group of individuals who, through an apolitical system, audit all of the work that is done in government and reports and make sure that the decisions we make on this floor are carried out throughout the government. And folks, before you we have a fine group of individuals, and I present to you the Legislative Audit Division. On behalf of all of the members of the House of Representatives, I just want to say that we really do appreciate all of the work that you do. We know it's tough being down there grinding away in the basement while we're up here laughing and telling jokes and stuff. But we do really truly appreciate all the work you do in making sure that our wishes that we do on this floor are carried out throughout the year when we're not here. So once again, Sergeant R. Sinsley, would you escort our guests from the well of the chamber as we once again acknowledge the Legislative Audit Division? Without objection, we'll go to order business number 5, messages from the governor.
Mr. Speaker, in accordance with the power vested in me, as governor, I hereby return with amendments Senate Bill 65, an act generally revising trust land funding, defining distributable revenue, and providing a new funding formula. That is all. Branch rights are governor. That is all, Mr. Speaker.
Without objection, we'll go to order business number 7, second reading of bills. President Campbell.
Mr. Speaker, I move that the House resolve itself into the Committee of the Whole for the purpose of conducting business on second reading. Mr. Speaker.
You've heard the motion. Representative Campbell, those in favor of the motion say aye. Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. The Speaker reappoints the Honorable J.P. Pomnikowski, Chair of the Day.
The committee will be in order. Members of the committee, you now have before you the Governor's amendments to House Bill 11. What is your pleasure, Representative Sesso?
Can we put this at the bottom of the board for just 1 second so I can read the governor's amendments and then tell you what I think of them?
Well, all right then. So ordered. Members of the committee, you now have before you the conference committee report to Senate Bill 322. What is your pleasure, Representative Roundstone?
Madam Chair, I move that when this committee does rise and report after having under consideration Senate Bill 322, that it recommend the same be concurred in.
Representative Sesso, or I'm sorry, Roundstone.
Yes, Madam Chair, members of the body, I did serve as part of the conference committee that we had yesterday. I did not serve on this free conference committee that they continued meeting on into yesterday afternoon. But from what I understand and how it was to go was that everything went pretty good, very well. There was a couple of areas that needed to be worked on. Specifically, one of the areas dealing with the hobbyists and registration, that the hobbyists would be exempt from registration, and that they would that they may voluntarily register if they so choose. In addition to that, they also had took a look at a penalty that was at $25,000 and reduced it back down to $1,000, which seemed very appropriate. They also had included another section in this particular bill that essentially allows for a administrative civil penalty of not more than $10,000. Madam Chairman, that's pretty much the gist of the entire recommendations from the conference committee. So with that, Madam Chair.
Is there any discussion on Senate Bill 322 conference committee report? Any discussion? Seeing none, would the sponsor wish to close? The sponsor has closed. The question now arises on the motion of Representative Roundstone that when this committee does rise and report after having had under consideration the conference committee report to Senate Bill 322, that it recommend the same be concurred in. All those in favor will vote aye. All those opposed, vote no. The clerk will read the absentee vote.
Representative Stoker voting aye.
Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? If not, the clerk will record the vote.
Madam Chair, 92 voting aye, 8 voting no.
The conference committee report for Senate Bill 322 has passed second reading. Members of the committee, you now have before you the conference committee report to Senate Joint Resolution 30. What is your pleasure, Representative Hunter?
Madam Chair, I move that when this committee does rise and report after having under consideration the free conference committee report on Senate Resolution 30, that this recommend the same be concurred in. Madam Chair.
Representative Hunter.
Members of the body, we had before us Senate Joint Resolution 30, which in committee we had taken some pieces of two work comp study resolutions, Senate Joint Resolution 30 and 33 by Senator Perry. When it got back to the Senate, they wanted a little more of 33 included in what we ended up with a single resolution, particularly some things regarding to looking at the structural issues in Montana as they relate to the three-tiered system, and in specific, examining the operation and structure of the Montana State Fund. We accommodated that request. I recommend they do concur.
Is there discussion? Any discussion? Seeing none, does the sponsor wish to close? Sponsor has closed. The question now arises on the motion of Representative Hunter that when this committee does rise and report, after having had under consideration the free conference committee report to Senate Joint Resolution 30, that it recommend the same be concurred in. All those in favor will vote aye. All those opposed, vote no. The clerk will read the absentee vote.
Representative Stoker voting aye.
Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? If not, the clerk will record the vote.
Madam Chair, 86 voting aye, 13 voting no.
The Free Conference Committee report to Senate Joint Resolution 30 has passed second reading. Members of the committee, you now have before you the Governor's amendments to House Bill 11. What is your pleasure, Representative Sesso?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move when this committee does rise and report after having under consideration the Governor's amendments to House Bill 11 that it recommends the same do concur, Madam Chair.
Representative Sesso.
If you all have that in front of you, it's a typo. It was a clerical error in an internal reference, and I would ask for your support, Madam Chair.
Is there any discussion? Any discussion on House Bill 11? Seeing none, does the sponsor wish to close? Sponsor has closed. The question now arises on the motion of Representative Sesso that when this committee does rise and report, after having had under consideration the Governor's amendments to House Bill 11, that it recommend the same be concurred in. All those in favor will vote aye. All those opposed, vote no. The clerk will read the absentee vote.
Representative Stoker voting aye.
Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? If not, the clerk will record the vote.
Madam Chair, 91 voting aye, 9 voting no.
The Governor's amendments to House Bill 11 have passed second reading. Representative Campbell.
Madam Chair, I move the committee rise and report.
You've heard
beg leave to sit again.
You've heard the motion of Representative Campbell. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
The ayes have it and so ordered. I move adoption of the committee report.
Mr. Speaker, we are the committee of the whole, having had under consideration business on second reading, recommend as follows.
I move adoption of the committee report again.
You've heard the motion of Representative Paul Mikowski to adopt the committee report. Those in favor of the motion will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. Has every member voted? Does any member change their vote? Not, the clerk record the vote.
Mr. Speaker, 87 have voted aye. 11 have voted no.
The committee report has been adopted. Thank you, Representative Paul Mikowski. Without objection, we'll go to order of business number 9, motions. Representative Berry.
Mr. Speaker, I move to take Senate Bill 510 out of the House Taxation Committee and place on second reading this day during the next session today.
Would you like to open on your motion?
Yes, Mr. Speaker. Members of the body, you heard this bill yesterday and this motion yesterday. I'm not going to speak very long on it. The purpose of this bill is to reduce coal gross proceeds tax by 50% on a new or underground expanding mine. Like I said, this will not reduce the coal severance tax. That is a different tax going to the state of Montana. This is only a tax going to the county in which the county is located, except a portion going to the general fund that I'm going to take out by amendment. The purpose of my presenting this motion is to allow local county commissioners the ability to reduce taxes, thus giving the mine a more competitive edge in today's soft coal market, if it is needed. After 20 years of waiting, we want this mine to go. We want this mine to succeed. It is imperative that this mine goes in production for not only Muskegon County, but the whole state of Montana, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Bob Lake, you're an opponent, Representative Lake?
Yes, I am.
Representative Lake.
Mr. Speaker, members of the body, I won't go back through all of my reasons that I gave you yesterday, but I will bring up a couple just to refresh your memory. This mine is already in place. There's been a major investment already put into it. The impact of a local adjustment like this actually has a fairly quite large negative effect on the local school system. I don't believe that this is in the best interest. If this goes by, happens to go through, and the amendment comes up that wants to remove the obligation or the effect to the state of Montana, I'm going to vote against that as well. We'll talk about that when the time comes. But this bill right now had a good hearing. It was put down 19-1 in the committee, and I would ask you to continue to refuse or to oppose it.
Thank you. Representative Art Noonan.
Mr. Chairman, I rise in support of this motion, and I do so with great respect for my folks on the taxation committee that I sat through these hearings and was a part of the vote in this committee. And I have to rise on this because at the time, and the threat committee became involved in this question kind of in a roundabout sort of a way. But let me just give you the lay of the land the way it is, which is there were several pieces of legislation put forward to help coal country. One of them was Senate Bill 100. There was House Bill 660, which was a piece of legislation I had. There was this piece of legislation. They're all designed to be of assistance and simply provide mechanisms to local counties to be able to get the job done. That's it. And so when we heard this in committee, we were given the set of numbers about what the impact this would be to the county if this didn't go through. And quite frankly, it was 20 times off what the actual economic impact is. So this is a raw economic development vote. And that's why I rise on it. It's not a clear one. It's like what folks are saying. If the local counties decided they wanted to do this, there would be a hit on the schools. But it's all choice. It's all local choice. The state's been taken out of it. It's a question of whether or not we're going to give those coal counties the ability to get that coal out of the ground. And since it all links to the idea that coal is part of Montana's future, I felt compelled to rise on the question today, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Representative Berry. Would you like to close on your motion?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, members of the body. I do want to thank everybody, all my colleagues who spoke yesterday and today on this motion, both proponents and opponents. I just want to repeat, let's make sure this mine stays in production, providing over 200 new jobs and millions of dollars in new taxes for the great state of Montana. This bill passed the Senate Taxation Committee 9-1 and the Senate 39-11. Remember, this is an option for our local county commissioners, not a mandate. Please vote green.
The question now rises on the motion of Representative Berry to bring from the table Senate Bill 510 be placed on second reading and later agenda. Those in favor of the motion will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change their vote? Not. Clerk, record the vote.
Mr. Speaker, 67 have voted aye, 31 have voted no.
Motion has carried. For the motions. Without objection, we'll go to order business number 10, unfinished business.
None, Mr. Speaker.
Order business number 11, special orders of the day.
None, Mr. Speaker.
Order business number 12, announcements. Representative Pat Noonan.
Mr. Speaker, I'd just like to be off and out for the reasons of introduction.
So ordered.
I would just like to introduce my great aunt, Marion Kello, quite possibly the greatest Democrat in Butte, Montana.
Welcome to the House. Further announcements? Seeing none, Representative Campbell. Oh, excuse me, Representative D. Brown.
I'm sorry, you know, Mr. Speaker, it's just getting away from us in this late period of time, but I do want to say that today is a special day. It's Representative Bob Hawke's birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Is that a hybrid of those two guys, Bob Hawke, or is it Ray Lake? Whose birthday?
Actually, that was a spoof, but on Sunday is Representative Kern's birthday, and we're not going to be here, so happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you. Representative Campbell.
Mr. Speaker, I move that the House stand at recess until 4 p.m. on the 88th day today, April 24th, 2009. 4 p.m., Mr. Speaker.
You've heard the motion, Representative Campbell. Those in favor of the motion, say aye. Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. The House will be in recess until 4 p.m. The motion did carry.
The 2-hour lobbyist rule is announced.